The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hello, hello out there. Welcome to episode 14 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with a special guest today, Marcella Alonso. Hi, Marcella. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. I have gotten to know you so much over the years. Mm-hmm. And we chat a lot. And so I'm so excited for everybody to hear about your life and your adventure in the industry as a professional dater and just some other things that you do. You're also a content creator. Mm-hmm. So you've done both. And I'm just excited for everybody to hear your whole life story and everything that you're comfortable sharing with us. So we will just jump right into the interview. Where are you currently based out of?
I am currently based in New York City. I was in Los Angeles for many years, and I came here way before the pandemic in 2019, early 2019.
Oh, and yes. Then the pandemic hit.
Oh, how yes. Crazy. And then I was here right in the middle of Manhattan, in Midtown, and the pandemic.
Yeah, I remember your move.
But it was
when you were transitioning from LA to New York. And I don't think I didn't get to see you when I was in New York in 2019. Hmm. Or no, or was it 2020? When was I in New York? I think it was 2020. I didn't get to see you. So we're still trying to connect and meet in person. So hopefully we'll get to meet in person soon. Okay, so I know you've been in the industry in different aspects for a while.
Yes.
How long have you been dating professionally?
Off and on for over... really, really off and on over 20 years. It just
so you're OG in the business.
Yes,
love it. But you did tell me earlier that you started dancing, correct?
Yes.
So when did you start that? Was that before the 20 years?
Way before the 20 years. In the late 90s, I started off in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, Tampa. Shout out to Tampa.
2001 Odyssey and Mons Venus. And Mons Venus has to be one of my favorite strip clubs, along with another club that closed down in Vegas. So I started dancing in Tampa. And, you know, it was real great back then. Things were different. But then I moved to Vegas, and then I eventually moved. Then I moved back to Florida, then back to Vegas again, to LA. And so, you know, sort of like a gypsy for myself, I should say.
So you've had a long, very diverse career in the adult industry, which is so mm-hmm. exciting to hear. And I didn't originally have this planned, but you were telling me about you went viral recently from an article.
Oh, in 2021.
In 2021, you went viral.
Right, which was about a year ago. Saying the article is the truth. It's basically I opened up an OnlyFans and I pushed it more because my older daughter is going to law school. So,
and that's what the article is about. And then it went viral.
Yeah,
That's so exciting. I can officially say that I personally know someone that has gone viral. Like, that's exciting. This is a first for me. So that's really exciting. And I'm guessing that, you know, got you a lot of fans and everything and made your OnlyFans a huge success, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing with viral, this is what I've noticed. You get more looky-loos. People are curious, but not I notice that a day-to-day effort of me just marketing myself, I get quality fans. But going viral doesn't mean I got more looky-loos. So turned down a lot of like requests because people were like, this really pissed me off. I'd get people to be like, oh, why doesn't your daughter do an OnlyFans? Or where's your daughter at? I'm like, she's busy in law school. Like,
yeah.
She's in law school. She's busy. And I'm not going to like drag her in on this. at all because she chooses not to. So I did turn down like a lot of other press because right after like I did go viral, I saw like how, you know, you get more fans just day to day marketing yourself and being you and being on different shows and podcasts and everything and people just seeing you. You know what I'm saying? Viral, you get an influx of people, but they're not necessarily going to be your fans and follow you and all that.
Oh, that's very interesting to hear because, you know, you hear with this, the TikTok generation, everybody wants to go viral and assume that, you know, if you go viral, that means you're going to be, you know, just making like all sorts of money. So that's very interesting.
You make money at first, but it's.
Then it dies down.
But because I've been in the business so long, you have to understand something. These people on TikTok, this is their first hit.
Yeah.
This is their first taste of their money. I've been in the business a long time that I could tell you it's like a roller coaster making a money and sex work, adult entertainment all together.
Right.
So the people getting viral, they get viral and then it dies down. But if you notice, they try getting viral over and over again because they want that hit. What I personally know, like I want people to come to me because they like me, because they're interested and I'm older, a mature Latina. You know, those are who the people that I want to market to. And I notice like going viral all the time is just going to get you some looky loos. Yeah, you'll make a shitload of money, but you're not going to get the overall quality in the long run if you just randomly do stuff and all that. But I've noticed with a lot of, with the hype of OnlyFans, it's been way too much sensationalized in the media and same thing with TikTok.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody thinks that you can just jump on OnlyFans and just make so much money right away just by showing pictures of your feet. Like, I'm so tired of hearing that. Like, you know, just like, oh, if you think I can make money showing pictures of my feet, I'm like, yeah, you can, but you're going to also have to put like a lot of work and effort into it. It's not like you just post your pictures and then just like all this money just starts rushing in. So it's safe to say your daughter knows that you're in the adult industry. Correct?
Yes.
And she's supportive of you and everything.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to hear details. I don't think
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's fair. You know, there's a lot of people, like my family knows I'm in the industry. They don't want to hear every aspect of what I do. But yeah, that's perfect. It's so weird you have people out there who literally thinks like, oh, your family knows. And I'm like, yeah. And then they think like I go home and discuss like the intimate details of work, and I'm like, no, I just say that I'm home, I'm safe, work was good, and like that's where we leave it.
Yeah,
it's just like any other job, right? So, all right, so you have a little bit of a risque adventure for us. So before you share your adventure, who did all the planning for this?
So I'm real adventurous and I'm open-minded, and I had somebody that was interested in going into a nudist resort in Mexico, Desire. So I did really want to go, by the way. This wasn't like this person's all-to-do idea. I put it in their head and then we went, and it was the most wonderful trip I ever had in my life. It was Desire. There's three different resorts. There's Pearl, which I visited. There's Temptations, where I've never visited, and that's topless. And then there's Desire, which is a totally nude couples resort.
So this was in Mexico.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I went to
fun.
This.
So you said you put the idea in his head. So then you did most of the planning.
Yeah. I placed the idea and then they paid for it.
Yeah, but then after he paid for it, but you did all the planning of where you were going to go and all of that good stuff.
Correct.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay.
Yes.
So with this person, was this a first date or a repeat?
Repeat.
Well, somebody obviously, you said that you put the idea in his head. How long had you guys known each other before this date took place?
For a while. Like for a good while, like a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew who they were, and I was down for the cause, you could say.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go. you know, I wanted to go to an all-inclusive, but I kind of was intrigued and excited to go to a nudist colony. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy, when I went, I thought it was going to be like wild parties or crazy stuff. And it was really chill. And it's really like a good experience, because of all the years I've been in the adult business. I hate going somewhere where I don't feel comfortable and I could be myself. Mm-hmm. So when I went to this resort, I really felt like I could be myself. And of course, like, I could be topless. Nobody was saying anything. I have big, huge breasts. Nobody said anything about that. Like, people were, you know, from all over. Europeans were there, Canadians, which I ended up loving. Hanging out with the Canadians, because there's so much of a different open mind versus the Americans.
Yeah.
So it was really cool, because I had a beautiful room, and right away went by the beach. And it was just so, to be like able to be naked on the beach and not have to really worry about like getting your outfit or dressing up, and then to just be free. It's just like, for me, I discovered like, oh my God, I'm a nudist. Like,
and I love it. It's so liberating. It is so liberating. I love being nude. I'm not going to lie. I do love it.
Right. And then everybody there was naked around me, but they were totally, totally, totally very respectful.
Yeah. It's like, it's not a sexual thing. It's just human bodies, and we're enjoying being naked, and it's not like, you know, people think, you know, who haven't been in nudist places, they always think that like guys are, you know, pleasuring themselves to seeing women naked. And it's like, no, that's not how that
no,
goes.
There was activities, like there was sports. The person I went to was big on sports. So the whole time they were playing different sports. And then I was sitting there watching, you know, sitting up there topless. And believe it or not, like, nobody's like staring at me. And the fact that, you know how you get a bathing suit and it's all complicated and you're moving your, like, the fact that you don't have to worry about your outfit messing up or whatever, you could just lay there.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the nip slip or the neck pain, because you are very, very well endowed. So I'm sure you get the neck pain from like the halter top bathing suits. I know that I do. And it's just like, oh, just let's go topless, man. Let's just do it.
Yeah. So it was very refreshing, very free. I love that it was an all-inclusive resort, because there, you know, there was always food and everything around, you know, like you could just like go to every meal. That was great. And then I met some very interesting, like a couple, this Canadian couple from Montreal, I'll never forget. And they were so like open-minded and free and not judgmental. And they were just like an ordinary housewife and husband, but from Montreal. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we're feeling adventurous. And I remember, I'll never forget, and I just thought this was so funny. She goes, you know, sometimes it'll be late at night, I don't feel like brushing my teeth. Like, she just said that to me. And I was like, I thought it was cute, because here we are at a resort. And we went with that couple to go check out the other resort, which was called Pearl. And the husband was, and they were swingers, but they weren't forceful swingers. But the fact that, like, I could sit with the husband, and then the other guy was sitting there, and the wife was just like dancing with other people. And he's looking at his wife, and he's like, oh, isn't she great? And I'm like, yeah, she's great. She's awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you see the other couple's appreciation, and then they're like, you know, it was cool, because it was like so much open-mindedness that you don't receive all the time in the States.
Oh, absolutely.
In a situation. And I love vacationing where there's no freaking kids. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, obviously this is adult.
Yeah,
adult,
and of course
only,
there's no, this was an adult place, but you know, the enjoyment that I had at this resort was like a level of no other, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of not having to worry about it wasn't sexual. It wasn't sexual at all. It was more about like being able to take off your clothes. Nobody's staring at you like an object.
Right.
They did have parties at night, but the person I went with was fall asleep. That was the only thing. They would fall asleep early every night because they wanted to play sports in the morning.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So did you go partying without him?
No, I stood in, and I think one night we did go to like the parties and they were nice, but we left early. And oh, every night they had a different dress up. So I did bring different outfits. I think I bought something that was like glow in the dark, like stickers or whatever, put it all over my body. Every night was like a different theme night. And so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And also with the resort, what I loved was they had people that worked in the resorts that were doing the entertaining, and they would do different games or different things with everybody. Like they would play, like the person I went with, they loved playing the beach volleyball. So they were playing beach volleyball. And then just different games. Like one day they made the pool with a whole bunch of foam in it. They did one of those foam
Oh, a
things,
foam
and that was.
party.
Yeah, it
Oh,
was a
that sounds
foam part.
fun.
Yeah, so it was really, really cool because I went not only on a vacation that was something risky, but it was like all these open, like-minded people instead of like sitting there judging you. You know what I'm saying?
I found that when you go to those kind of places, everybody, it's just a better experience overall because, we're all there for the same thing, right? To just like hang out, have fun, not, you're not sitting there at the table and some woman is like, "Oh, can you believe her outfit? What a slut."
Oh no, none of that was going on.
Because
That's why
everybody's
I went.
naked, so it's like nobody's
Yes.
calling anybody's outfit slutty because I mean, because it sounds to me like you just everybody's just stripped down, and there's no judging of outfits, and like, oh, whether this person has money or not, because you're stripped down to the core of what we're all here for. We're just all human beings at the core of everything. We're all human beings,
Yes.
and that's like what that experience sounds like to
And
me.
it was an experience that was very remarkable because like no judgment, so free, nobody saying anything who the person I was with or anything. And then this is where the story gets interesting. We meet another couple, and so we go on this excursion where we go to you know how they have those excursions in Cancun where you go like in a cave and you go swimming, you see pyramids, maybe you go somewhere else. So we go with this very vanilla couple and who we happen to meet who were like nudists, and they weren't swingers. But when I was talking to this couple, I realized something about myself because I was like, yeah, that's how I feel too. They were saying that they enjoy these places. It brings you back sort of to your childhood when you could run around free and you weren't so stressed out. And when I was talking to them and I was talking to the husband, he goes, yeah, us going to these nudist events, it's not sexual. They like we're couples, we do run into people are swingers and we just let people know we're nudists. And we had like a really nice good double date with this couple. But I was like telling the husband and the wife, I go, yeah, I go, I remember, this is crazy, but I remember when I was a little girl and I could take a bath in the sink. And I was small enough to take a bath in the sink, and I used to love, and I grew bigger, and I remember, why can't I take a bath in a sink? And it me going to this event and actually meeting this couple made me realize. Like that's what it reminded me of. It brought me back to my childhood, which is very, very weird and odd. But it was like that sense of innocent freedom. So I learned the difference between the nudist, which that couple was a nudist, the soft swap, which I think the Canadian couple were soft swaps because like the wife was, she was dancing with other men, a couple, and the husband's watching, but they really didn't participate too much. But they were open-minded. And then full swap is where the couples like get together. But I actually didn't see any full-on swinging there at this event. I just saw like a lot of people with very open mind, non-judgmental, having fun, enjoying themselves, and then everything the resort has. So I just think it's like the ultimate perfect date.
Oh no. What happened? Wait, you were saying that you guys went to with the couple, you did excursions with them and stuff.
Yes, like a double date with this one couple that they were very vanilla, like you could say they were the most or not or they were very nice people, like but they just look like the everyday unbelievable couple. and they were, you know, like they said they love that, and it brings them back to the same thing for me, like childhood, yeah, like just
fun.
Being free.
Yeah. How yeah. fun.
Very nice people.
Mm-hmm. But, and it's like you yeah. went there not really intending to have those kind of experiences, but they happen. And that's always the exciting thing about adventures. You never know what's going to happen during an adventure. Oh, so you guys, so it was like an all-inclusive kind of thing?
Yes.
Like a resort?
Yes.
So did you guys visit, how was it like when you left, when you left the property and had to put clothes on? What was that like?
I got depressed when I went home, to be honest with you. I started getting really depressed because it was such an open-minded event. And then I actually went again for another trip.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah, I went again, and I had to do it all over again because the first trip was, it was really one, like, I've been dying to go again with a group of girls to the Topless One Temptations, but...
Uh-huh.
And I think they
listen,
have.
Listen, I'm down. I'm down. When you get the girls together, let me know. And I will definitely join because, I mean, I just love being free. So
yeah,
I was wondering how that would be. Like you spend like however long you were there. How long were you there?
The first trip was like 4 days. The second trip was a full week.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're there, you know, 4 days, a full week.
The very first time leaving, I got depressed and I was like, I wanted to relive the whole situation over again. That's why
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was just so, it was such a good experience. And I think as a sex worker, I have to say, like, you kind of need to.
Professional dater.
Okay. Professional date. You kind of have to go somewhere where you can fully feel that you're free. Do you understand?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
You want to feel free where you're not being judgmental. And I think that's a very big part of my life because I'm never going to erase who I was, what I've done. So, you know, that it went very, very well with me, and, you know, it was a really awesome experience. So the one resort I went to was couples only, where I think they're called Temptations, is Topless, and they allow single women. So okay. That was my next thing. My next place I would like to go is to the Topless One with a group of female, just to like go, you know what I mean? To
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first time was like experiencing, like, I guess there's a topless beach in Miami. I never knew that. My first time at a topless beach, I was in St. Bart's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous. And I thought, like, people are going to be looking at me because, like, you know, I'm all natural. So they're, mm-hmm. you know, not the perkiest or anything. And like, yeah, nobody cared. I was like, oh my God, nobody cares. This is amazing.
Yeah. That's what I love. Like, nobody cared. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody. Yeah. It was.
You're almost like wanting to cover yourself because you're just like, this is so weird, you know, being American and everything, like, this is so weird. Nobody gave a shit. Like, nobody cares. So it's just like me and this guy walking down the beach in St. Bart's, and like all the other, you know, all the other women were topless, and nobody was like, you know, just oogling and staring at them. And it was mm-hmm. just like, it was just really such a cool experience. And then coming back home, yeah, it was like depression, man. But so you're in New York now. Do they still mm-hmm. have the law that you can be topless in New York?
I've heard about that, like in Times Square, but I haven't really seen anybody out there trying to do anything. I haven't really noticed.
Because there was that one girl that was like, I think she was like topless playing like the guitar or something. I think she was like, no.
Oh, I haven't heard of anything since COVID hit. Like some stuff.
Yeah, COVID, of course, ruins everything. So I just wanted to know, like, have you thought about trying to just like go topless in New York? But
I don't think I see that. I wouldn't want to, because it's the fact that it was the whole environment where people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a time and the place for everything. And these resorts, right. I felt like, were perfect for the time and the place. So.
I wish we had more resorts around. There's a few places in Florida. I haven't been to them.
Oh, no. I looked into Caliente because I'm going to Tampa next week. And I couldn't believe the rooms were like $300.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, in Tampa? Like,
listen, everything in Tampa right now is just absolutely insane. But do they have like day passes where you don't have
to
stay there?
They do have day passes over there. Yeah, because I saw that, like, because I know there was like a party or something, and then it is cheaper for single females. Because I kind of wanted to go there because I think people did mention that, and through the years that's gotten crazy over there. But I'm curious about it, but I'm wondering how is it going to be compared to like where I was in Mexico.
Yeah, well, on your next trip to Tampa, we should go. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll be able to go on this trip because I'm getting ready to leave for vacation. But yeah, we should definitely check out Caliente together. That sounds
yes,
fun.
Yes.
Hopefully, it'll be a good thing. Okay, so any other major highlights of your trip?
When I went to let me see, because of both trips that I could see. Let me think. I can't really think of anything, but it was just overall.
Your second trip, did you go with the same guy or did you
yes.
go? You,
yes, second trip with the same person. Yes.
Oh, fun. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And so which trip did you like better, the first and second?
It's a combo. It really is a combo because the longer trip was nice, like being there overall, because I felt like I kind of lived there. The shorter trip, I really like, you know, I was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah, it was more of an eye opener and just like something you never experienced
before.
And
then I remember the second trip, I met a woman and she kind of like, it didn't bother me to see guys naked, but for that woman, I remember talking to her and she was like, oh, I see turtles. And I didn't know what she was talking about. What is she? And then I understood, like, she couldn't handle it. For me, it didn't bother me, you know, like,
I
was like, what? What do you mean turtles? And like, that was the first time I had saw somebody, but she was one isolated person that had an issue that was coming into it.
Wow. That is interesting. Like, yeah, that's interesting. I would imagine somebody who's that uncomfortable seeing the male genitalia that they might not want to go to a nudist resort.
Yeah. I don't know why they were there. And I think they happened to be like my neighbor or something. And they were like, yeah, they weren't, that was the only negative, but they were laughing about it, but it wasn't like they were criticizing people or whatever. It was just really new. Yeah.
I wonder if she got like pushed up into doing that. Cause you know, a lot of times couples, the male partner will pressure the woman into doing things that they're uncomfortable with.
I think that's what happened with her and her guy. It seemed like they didn't really know each other either. So they could.
Oh, wow. They probably met on Tinder or something. Who knows? Okay. So, that was a great trip. I really want to go there now to that nudist resort. So we'll have to talk about details
later. Yes. I've been dying to go because
I want to go. Let's do girls trip. Or if anybody out there needs an open-minded person who loves to be in the buff, we're available. You know, we love being in the nude. So that would be a perfect date for somebody who has wanted to try it and hasn't tried that yet. Sounds exciting. So what is the first thing you did to treat yourself with your hoe money? And I know that you started dancing before you became a professional dater. So what was the first thing you did outside of, you know, getting caught up on bills? Because I know most people get into the industry.
I've always had a housekeeper. Bi-weekly, I've always had a housekeeper. I've always had somebody come to my house and clean so it can free up more time in my life to do other stuff.
I love that. You were like, listen, I'm making money. I'm not Cinderella. I'm not cleaning my house anymore. I think
I still clean my house. Like, this is where I have to break it down to people. But, and I have somebody come bi-weekly. So that way I'm not like a slave in my house.
Right.
And then sometimes I'll have like once a year, I'll have somebody deep clean my house, you know, because it gets a little edges or whatever. Mm-hmm. But through the years, because I've been in this business a long time, it's given me being able to pay somebody to clean my house has given me more time to have with my children. Recently, because I'm online, when you work from home all the time, you know, it's
going to get out.
You don't want to be, it could be like a slave. So that's like a luxury for me to do, is to have a housekeeper. And I remember as a kid, my mother, like Saturday morning, waking us up with chores all the time. And I said, she goes, oh, you're going to have to learn to clean when you get older. And I said to myself, I'm going to make sure I can always have a housekeeper. And I did. So
Mom, are you listening? Because this is exactly why I want a housekeeper, because you made us get up every Saturday morning and clean. My mom listens to the show.
Yeah. Well, I remember her saying that, and she goes, you're going to, because my mother was real, like, hardcore cleaning. I'm talking, you're waking up at 7 in the morning.
And yes, so, that is my mom. Oh, my mom is still like that now.
Yeah.
She hired a cleaner when she had a surgery. And she just was like, I was like, Mom, you should just hire a cleaner. Like, and she's like, nobody can clean like me. And I'm like, this is true. She's not wrong.
Well, some
and
people are really, really clean. Like, I've had different housekeepers through the years, you know, like people come and go. And like, I lost one housekeeper recently, and I was so upset. She had a baby, and she quit. I was like her last client, she told me. And she did the floors, and she just was like absolutely amazing. And she left on very good terms. I love her to death, but you know, she was a stepping stone. She's doing something else now, but certain people do clean better than others. For me, I know how to clean and I'm real good. It's me of a more of a time management thing.
Right.
And then also, like, first it was because I dance, and dancing took away so much energy. So by me having a house cleaner, I was able to have more energy for other stuff.
I mean, listen, you're a born natural hustler. And if somebody else can fill that task, then you have more time and energy to hustle and make more money. So I think that is a great luxury to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, as soon as I get settled in with everything, I'm probably going to hire that, because I just don't have the energy to clean. I cook a lot as well. And it's like, I can't do both, you know?
Yeah.
I can't be doing both cooking and cleaning. Like, that's just exhausting. Like, who has time for all of that? But it's like, I have to feed myself, you know? So yeah. I like that.
You cook, you have to clean up after yourself. And that
yes. And, you know, it's mostly like, you know, having to clean the floors and everything, like the dishes, obviously I don't have a problem doing that, but it's like, you got to clean the floors and wipe the walls, make sure there's no like smells in the house. And I just like, it's so exhausting. I think I like that you hired a cleaner, because most people think that we get into this business to just like buy designer stuff. Like, that's what everybody thinks about us. The misconception about people in this industry is that, oh, we got into the industry, we paid some bills, and then we realized, oh my God, we're making so much money. Let me go buy all this designer stuff. And it's like, we really just want to live comfortably.
Yeah. So
I really like the first big thing that you did for yourself was hire a cleaner. And you're also employing somebody else. So it's like you're giving back, you know, you're also employing somebody else. So I love that a lot. I think that's great. Okay. So where can listeners find out more about you?
They could join my IG is at MarcellaSobella.com, or my Twitter is Marcella_LUV. And if they like, they can join ILoveMarcella.com, my OnlyFans.
Oh, yes. I love that. I love Marcella.com. And it's Marcella, MarcellaCela, because I've been asked to spell names, so make sure I spell everybody's name. All right, Marcella, this has been a wonderful adventure. I love it so much, and I love the freedom aspect of it, and I can't wait to have my first free experience at a nudist resort, and hopefully that'll be with you, because that'll be so much fun.
I loved it. It's just a great experience.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for this wonderful adventure. And make sure you guys go follow her on all of her socials. And make sure you follow the show at HoVentures on Twitter and HoVentures Podcast on Instagram. And you can catch all the episodes at HoVentures.com. And make sure you support the show at buymeacoffee.com/HoVentures. Thank you so much again, Marcella. I can't wait to chat with you and catch up later.
Bye-bye.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in every week and listening. As always, keep it sexy. Thanks for listening. please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Hove Ventures, and on Instagram at Hove Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.